May 25, 2025. Today's reading from Discovery, The Wonder Of. Opening Prayer. Father in Heaven, give me new insight as I read your word today. Use it to draw me closer to you and inspire me to offer you greater devotion. Read Psalm chapter 139. For the director of music, of David, a psalm. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. If only you, God, would slay the wicked. Away from me, you who are bloodthirsty. They speak of you with evil intent. Your adversaries misuse your name. Do I not hate those who hate you, Lord, and abhor those who are in rebellion against you? I have nothing but hatred for them. I count them my enemies. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Reflect. What are the images or words of God that help you feel most comforted or reassured? Later today, I was called to the bedside of a woman living her last hours. June shared her deep love for Jesus, but she was becoming anxious. We talked. We read June's favorite psalm together, Psalm chapter 139. Psalm chapter 139 describes an experience of being one with God that is tender and beautiful. God knows us perfectly, far beyond what we know of ourselves. There is nowhere where God is not, nowhere for us to hide, even in dark places. God was there when we were made. When we awake, He is still there. Because we love God, we hate all who stand against Him. Although now we remember Jesus' words in Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 through 44. Our hearts need searching also, so we don't offend Him. What stands out for you in these words? As we read together, June's face seemed to register the well-loved words, as if they had never been heard before. Slowly, an almost tangible warmth moved across her face and being. She soaked up each word, each image, smiling that her Lord was so close, and that she could never find somewhere where the Lord was not watching over her. Deep peace. Apply. The wonder of God's love for us shines through this psalm. Blessed ourselves, let's celebrate by thanking God and deliberately sharing His love with another, perhaps someone lonely. Closing prayer. Thank you, Father, for your assurances that you not only know me, your eyes are never taken from me, and you lead me in the way everlasting.